We are ready. Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the December 6th, 2013 meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. It's cold outside, but everyone made it in one piece, it looks like. Welcome. Welcome, everyone in the audience. We look forward to talking with you, hearing from you as we go through our agenda. So first item is always the commissioner's discussion. Does anyone have anything they would like to explain to us, describe to us, share with us? Commissioner Carpenter.
No, not sure. I guess I just noted here on our agenda, I see us, maybe you've talked about it, a conflict at the noon hour meeting schedule. I see we have a Habitat Committee meeting schedule. We also have a Fish Committee meeting schedule. I was unsure of how you wanted to proceed with that.
I was aware of that conflict, and it sounds as if the Fish Committee has some important business to continue to discuss and need that period of time. So two of us on the Habitat Committee are not on the Fish Committee. We can carry on behalf of the Habitat Committee. So I'm not sure where you'll meet, Director's Conference Room for the Fish Committee, perhaps?
That's where Habitat is.
Oh, that's where Habitat is. So we'll find a place for the Habitat Committee. Maybe in the lunchroom, since there's only two of us, commissioners?
And
let Lisa know. Yeah, okay. Commissioner Schmidt?
Chair, I just a follow-up. Seems like I met with Habitat Director, and she was going to give a presentation on HBA. I don't know. I suspect it's pretty important.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, Commissioner Mencken?
I want to make a statement. Okay. Is this on?
Yeah.
I want to make a statement, and I want to make it rather precisely, so I'm going to read from a document that I've written. And I was informed recently that the department's entered into an agreement with the Bonneville Power Administration regarding mitigation funding for the coated wire tag program and sampling. As a member of the commission, I first want to state my opposition to BPA's attempt to rebuke the coated wire tagging forum and the Power Council's recommendation that is in direct opposition to further cuts to the tagging and sampling program. BPA is refusing to provide non-mitigation funds for that critically important work and is suggesting that the cost be borne by others. Coated wire tagging provides crucial information for predicting adult run size, escapement, and straying of hatchery adults to freshwater spawning grounds. The data set is 32 years long, and it's a treasure trove of scientific information. This information is essential for meeting the Commission hatchery reform policy. In a statement that WDF&W has made public regarding this agreement, it states, quote, WDF&W, as a partner, is willing to work with Bonneville for FY14 funding options, including a partial fund exchange scenario. However, we continue to stand behind our position that there is clear biological opinion nexus to BPA's proposed full cut program, unquote. I want to express my deep concern that BPA's policy and the department's role in coming to such an agreement, even for 1 year, I'm really concerned about this. I should also caution that entering into a one-year agreement while still objecting to BPA's position puts the department in a perilous position going forward. I want to make certain that the department's position this year is not manipulated by those who have a larger agenda to shift the funding responsibility from BPA to the states or to annual federal appropriations. Therefore, Madam Chair, I would like to propose a more direct commission statement in support of the department to BPA and our congressional delegation that clearly states the following points. First, WDF&W and the Fish and Wildlife Commissions strongly support the position of the Coated Wire Tagging Forum and the Power Council's recommendations on tagging and sampling. Second, that we entered into a one-year agreement because we were led to believe that our contracts and funding for the coded wire tagging program would be in jeopardy if we did not. Third, we are opposed to any effort that would undermine a 32-year precedent of spending ratepayers' funds on activities that clearly relate to BPA mitigation responsibilities. Finally, the Commission will not walk away from our belief in the necessity for good data and science to manage our fisheries, and that includes following the Power Council's recommendation and funding coded wire tagging and sampling activities related to harvest management.
So you're proposing that we send that statement?
Yes, I'm proposing that the Commission send such a statement to Bonneville and to the congressional delegation with these points stated.
Any discussion, commissioners? Oh, Commissioner Schmitten?
Chair, let me first of all just say how much I support this. If we lose our database at this point, we compromise it with a one-term, one-year agreement. I think we open ourselves up for the slippery slope of we're forever going to lose that. It's important, I think we hear from the director and his comments on this, but then whatever the mechanics are for supporting the drafting of the language that Commissioner Mankin had, I would support.
Okay. Commissioner Carpenter and then Director Anderson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with my colleagues on the concern for this funding and the reduction or lack of continuing coded wire tag data. And I refer to that based on a lot of the dialogue that takes place at the Pacific Salmon Commission with Canada and that, how that could possibly jeopardize that process. So I also support that.
Director Anderson, do you want to make some comments?
Madam Chair, well, first, in my report in November, I went through a pretty, I thought, a detailed statement about the importance of marking coded wire tag system and mass marking of hatchery fish and how it is a pillar of our management approach for salmon in the Pacific Northwest. And I also went through four different areas where funding from federal sources were being cut or proposed to being cut that would affect our ability to continue mass marking as well as our coded wire tag program. And this is one of them that I referenced in that November statement that I provided to the Commission. This is not only the coded wire tag program, this is mass marking as well. So, and you may recall I referenced a number of $2.5 million that's provided from BPA to Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife and the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife for mass marking, coded wire tag, and sampling. And our portion of that, it's either $1.4 or $1.7 million of the $2.5 was being cut from our, and so the question was, to what degree do we play brinkmanship in the first year on this, and put at jeopardy our ability to mass mark and have funds for the coded wire tag and the sampling as we work through this very critical issue. I'm in total support of the letter that's being proposed, of the points that Commissioner Mankin has proposed for putting in the letter. My only request would that be both the Commission Chair and I sign the letter.
Okay. So the mechanics. Commissioner Mankin?
Yeah. Commissioner Schmitten points out another thing. Should we include mass marking and the other issues in the same statement?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You also raised the safe area funding issue. Is that an Oregon, primarily Oregon issue, or should we address that?
I wouldn't mix up the safe area funding with this issue. Okay. This is a standalone key principle issue that I think we need to stay focused on in a letter.
Okay. Commissioner Carpenter?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess my only question or comment would be, I know we talked about, Commissioner Mencken talked about sending it to BPA and also to our congressional delegation. I just question if there might be even a slightly broader brush that might go out to some other people that could align themselves with our concerns. And I won't suggest who that might be, but I just put it on the table.
Okay. Okay, you asked about the mechanics, or someone asked about the mechanics. Could you take responsibility for rewriting that and make it an expression of the commission?
Yeah.
So we'll circulate it to the commission. And if there's any comments, you can provide them, Commissioner Smitten.
I'm just licking my lips if I heard a phone.
Okay. The donuts, Bob Lake, you owe us some donuts.
Chair.
Go get them now.
Chair, I did have a comment. Since both you and the director will be signing it, perhaps if Commissioner Mencken would write the draft, share it with the director, and then bring that back for...
We'll circulate it to the commission to make sure everyone likes the way you've expressed it. I think that's very, very good, so all you need to do is just change who is the author from yourself to the entire commission.
And add mass marking.
And add the mass marking piece. Great. Good idea. Commissioner Kinney?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to take a minute just to, I guess, highlight the success of this current grazing season with wolf and livestock interactions. Sometimes when there's things that are going on, like happened with the wedge pack, the room is packed and there's all this, you know, stuff going on. And when things are going along smooth, we fail to recognize it. And I think the thing I'd like to share is that, you know, with WDFW's agreements with ranchers, with some nonprofit groups participating, with ranchers being open-minded enough to participate in some of the non-lethal tactics as range riding, you know, we've had a really successful season, grazing season, where animals are put out onto the pasture, or out in the Forest Service allotments or private allotments. And to come through that with as few losses as happened this year is just... It just should be, you know, celebrated, really, that, you know, people are starting to work together. Ranchers especially that have open minds are starting to say, well, wait a minute, you know, I can either, you know, do something about this or face the consequences. And they're starting to do those non-lethal tactics, and they're starting to make it work. And I think sometimes we forget to just tell that story. Spokesman Review about 3 weeks ago carried a good article on the Dawsons up in the Northeast Washington. Great ranch family that's been working, you know, to get that done. There's several others with the Tianaway Pack, a ranch family, with the Wenatchee Pack, and they chose to do this. You know, they didn't have to, but they're doing this and they're making it work. So, of course, it's never over. You know, now you go into cows are back in more confined spaces. There's calving seasons, and so, you know, it's never over. The battle has to continue, but I think we've matured somewhat in our state. We've gone through two seasons now. We've had a kind of a bad one where wolves had to be killed. We've had a good one where livestock didn't suffer, and for the most part, and wolves weren't having to be lethally removed. So that's just good. It's good for our state. It's good for the recovery of wolves. It's good for ranchers to see some positive things happening. I'd just like to make that a statement.
Commissioner Smith.
That is a good story, and I'm always concerned about good stories not getting good visibility. So maybe it would behoove us in the department to do snippets to garner some of those that you mentioned, those families, turn that into a press release, that so we try to enhance the visibility of this. Because I think we have to continually show the positive, because the negative shows itself all too frequently. So I think if the Spokesman Review did it, that a good article, I'd like to see that replicated in other papers around the state.
Yeah, and that article was picked up by AP and went it went out to a lot of papers. But another part of that is, I don't know if there was close to 70 or more than 70 cooperative agreements between WDFW and different ranchers all around the state. Yeah, you know, and that's where it starts. You know, it starts with some trust between landowners,
conservation environmental groups, Department of Wildlife, ranchers, you know, that's starting to happen, and I think it's just great.
Good. Excellent. Any other things to bring to the group? Okay, I have a couple. I attended a meeting of the ADA committee of the department, which includes some staff from other agencies, and they regularly try to get together to discuss issues related to the disabled. Now, this is not the same committee as advises us. We're trying to keep them straight in identifying them separately, independently. One of the specific issues that we will be hearing about on the wildlife side has to do with allowing scopes on crossbows used by the disabled. Nate Pamplin came to the ADA committee meeting yesterday and explained the strategy, and it sounds like a good one. We've agreed to move forward with rulemaking to allow scopes, and it would be a part of the regular rule cycle. And it sounded like the strategy that Nate's and the wildlife program have come up with is a good one and will probably be satisfactory to the disabled community, which is good news. Because I don't know all the ins and outs, but there was a complaint lodged with the Fish and Wildlife Service about our handling of this particular issue. So I think we've got some progress made. One of the reasons I bring it up is because the other committee, that is the Committee for Disabled Hunters and Fishers, is the one and only committee that reports to the commission. It was created by the legislature. So it's our responsibility to take the recommendations of this advisory committee on disabled hunters and fishers. And every 3 years, we are supposed to report to the legislature on the effectiveness of this committee. Burke Desahan is the chair of it. I met with him yesterday. We're trying to figure out how to make that committee effective because it's been sort of in a little hibernation state, hasn't been meeting very much since there was a change in membership, a fairly significant change in membership. But I'm looking for a space on our agenda once that committee has come up with its strategic plan for what it wants to do. We'll get their chair here and talk with them about the priorities for the Disabled and Hunters and Fishers Committee. If anyone wants to be involved with that, let me know, because I don't want to just monopolize the interaction. Okay, Commissioner Smith is going to help out with that. I also wanted to just mention that we did receive a report from our youth leaders, and I found the report very impressive, and I think they made a good start at explaining how such a council, if we established one in a permanent way, could help us draw youth into outdoor activities. And so now we've reached the point where we want to start fundraising. We made a commitment to the deputy director. Big Tent Committee made a commitment to the deputy director that we would raise private sector money to support this initiative to get kids outdoors. So we've made a good start. We've got a product to try to sell, which is this report of the youth advisors about the benefits of a youth advisory council. We need about half of an FTE, maybe about $50,000, which we are pledged to try to raise outside the department, outside of government. So if anyone wants to be part of that, Commissioner Carpenter, I think you'd be in a good position. All of us know people with deep pockets. So we should just pledge to try to raise maybe $10,000 each. Find someone who's willing to pledge $10,000, and we'll get this off the ground. I don't think I mentioned at the last meeting that I'd like to assign each commissioner a youth leader to mentor. We've got, when as we establish this, I think we're very likely to recruit the same youth leaders who have already worked with us. They're really an impressive group of, they're not kids, they're young adults.
They're our future.
They're our future, and they're just delightful. So I think you're all going to enjoy mentoring, if you're willing. They come from all over the state, so we'll try to find the youth closest to you to mentor. Unless there's an objection, it's going to be a fun part of our job. Okay, so anything else?
Well, I was just
Commissioner Carpenter,
Mr. Vice Chair here to put together the appropriate handout to presentation so that when we meet with these folks, we have his wisdom in writing there and how this works, because he's got a great deal of history in this, and I think that would help the cause.
I agree.
You've been volunteered, Commissioner Smith. So you're, okay, good idea. Meeting minutes, has everyone had a chance to look at them? There's one set of minutes, looks like, from November 7th, 8th. Any corrections to be made in the minutes? Hearing none. Commissioner Smith, you want to make a motion?
Hi. Thank you. I move to accept the minutes from the date mentioned.
November 7th, 8th, 2013.
Second
that. Commissioner Schmitten has seconded the motion to approve the minutes of November 7th, 8th, 2013 as presented. Further discussion? None. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Oh, Commissioner Carpenter?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was not able to vote on this because I was not able to attend. I wanted to
Okay. Thank you.